Yeah, I remember the Band of Gypsies album. I just got like two copies of it about a month ago again because I lost my original ones. But, you know, I mean, I know Buddy Miles really well. And during that period of time, you know, it's like Hendrix was moving more towards like roots kind of music, you know, like instead of so much of the psychedelic stuff, he was doing a lot more bluesy sounding stuff, you know, which was, you know, really cool for somebody like me who's such a blues fanatic. You know, I always said that I'd give anything to be in Hendrix's head for like just one day just to hear music how he heard it and try and figure out where he's coming from.
That was the great young blues guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd in his recollection of the original Band of Gypsies album. And as we continue with our world premiere of Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East, we're going to hear from Eddie Kramer once again regarding how Jimi Hendrix felt about having another vocalist in the band.
That was a double-edged sword. You know, Buddy Miles is a great voice, and he's a fantastic singer. Got that wonderful high falsetto, and I mean, he's got a very powerful voice. I think at times on stage, it would get a little excessive, and Jimmy would look at him sideways and try to get him to be less excessive. And what comes out of this, of course, is great music, and that's the bottom line. Who cares if Buddy Miles was a little bit excessive on stage? It didn't really matter that much in the final analysis, because what you get is a fantastic performance and real creativity.
Friday afternoon, and the next day, my baby's gone away. She goes out and spends it all and don't wanna give me nothing, y'all. She hurts me all the time. She goes out and commits some big old crimes to me, and she knows, and she knows. She knows that I feel it, and she knows she don't wanna do that. She don't ever wanna do that. Oh, my baby, she's always gone somewhere. Oh, my baby, she don't even care. Oh, she don't have very much to say. No, no, she don't have very much to say.
Miles.
I'll never forget one time we was at the record plant. He said, man, he said, buddy, listen, man, you know, I got this two rainy day, man. He says, I want you. I said, Jimmy, I ain't singing nothing. He said, no, what? You don't like my song, man? I says, don't you understand something about your voice? It's because you have a uniqueness that I know where you got it from. You got it from Bob Dylan, because he sings. Prime example is like how he did Like a Rolling Stone. Because there was moments where he and moods where he sung it, whereas there's moments and moods that he improvised and just used his voice. Like, once upon a time, you were so fine, didn't you? And you used to laugh about and don't be so loud. And after all, how does it feel? And see, those types of things is like are gifts, man. Those are gifts. I said, look, I'm not singing nothing. And if you don't sing it, I'm going to laugh at you. He said, man, Buddy Miles, don't you laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. And so finally, I made him comfortable. And I mean, I'm not afraid. I made him comfortable. And what I did is we sat down. And we, matter of fact, it was Who Knows that we was doing. And so he was playing this riff. So he heard me singing the... And so he said, hey, man, he says, I said, go ahead and improv. He says, they don't know what I know, what I know. And I just was using just the qualities of what I had.
Eddie Kramer.
And you can see Jimmy can play rhythm guitar and lay back and relax and let the rhythm section carry it and let, you know, Buddy do his shtick, as it were. And then Jimmy can come roaring back with a solo. So, yes, there are some positive attributes to that. And certainly from an excitement point of view, I mean, you know, Buddy Miles knows how to work a crowd, as does Jimmy. And, of course, there's a lot of competition there. And I think that also bred a very intense show. I mean, if you look at it and compare it to, say, the competition between Paul McCartney and John Lennon, there was a wonderful rapport between the two of them, but of course they were at each, you know, they had to keep cranking it up an extra couple of notches. And the same thing with Jimmy Page and with Robert Plant. You know, there's a wonderful thing that the two of them have together. You know, one doesn't agree with the other, but it makes a nice spark. And the same thing with Buddy Miles and Jimi Hendrix. Two big egos, you know. Guess who's winning?
Yeah.
Great live version of Burning Desire. Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East will be in stores on February 23rd, and we'll be back right after this.
All right, sell Amalgamated at 25 and 7/8. Buy Consolidated at...
Hello!
Who are you?
You haven't heard about me? I'm the Trident Tooth Fairy. See, I got wings and gum.
You want to place an order?
No! I want to tell you about Trident. Did you know Trident is the number one dentist-recommended gum?
Hang on a second. Hey, Morty, I got some inside info on Trident.
In fact, more dentists chew Trident than any other gum.
You sure?
If I were the Easter Bunny, you could doubt me. But I'm the Tooth Fairy!
Hey, Morty, buy 100 shares of Trident.
I should get commission. And remember, chew on this... Trident.
Honey Pumpkin, would you still love me if I decided to stop shaving my legs and armpits?
I would love each and every hair.
Oh, and what if my mouth was a seething pit of despair oozing with millions of the germs that can cause the gum disease gingivitis?
Potato Dumpling, your mouth is a seething pit of despair, and
huh?
I bet you do have gingivitis.
What?
2 out of 3 people get it before they're 25. Here, try some cool mint Listerine.
Listerine?
It's proven to kill those germs, leaving your mouth, well, more lovable.
Oh, you really do love me,
Lindsay. Bunny Biscuit, use the Listerine first.
See your dentist. Use as directed. When brushing and flossing aren't enough. What's up, Kelly?
Traffic situation, Lieutenant.
What's the problem?
We got a vehicle stopping traffic, windshields iced up, doors are frozen shut.
The couple inside?
They're kissing, sir.
In their frozen car, in July.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, the icy surprise of new Dentine Ice Cinnamon Gum. Frosty shell outside, Sub-Zero Cinnamon Chewing Gum flavor inside for icy fresh breath that lasts.
Only one thing to do.
What, sir?
Confiscate their gum.
Nothing's colder than ice. Peppermint, spearmint, and icy, spicy new Dentine Ice Cinnamon.
Hi, I'm Dominique Dawes, and I want to talk to you about girl power. It's about speaking your mind, feeling good about yourself, reaching your goals. Girl power and drugs just don't mix. Drugs slow you down. So, be smart, stay away from drugs, and work hard. It pays off. Girl power. Call 1-800-729-6686 for free information.
It's the Trident Tooth Fairy again. I'm talking to Yvette. She's a French model. What's she eating, hun?
How you say? Céleri?
Céleri. But you're so thin, you could stand under a flagpole for shade. Have one of my eclairs.
Eclair.
Whatever, they'll put some meat on you.
But my teeth.
Well, it's true that eclairs can lead to...
No. Eclair.
That eclair can lead to cavities, but chewing Trident when you can't brush can help stop cavities from forming.
Good. Then I will eat all the eclair.
May they go straight to your hips. And remember, when you can't brush, chew on this. Trident.
Hey, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and you're listening to Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East on the SFX Radio Network.